Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous discussion on the topic, what happens after death, we spoke about how when we send gifts to the deceased, meaning we pray for them or we read for them, it illuminates their grave. We spoke about the incident when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the grave of a man and made a statement that my supplication illuminates the grave. With Umm Mahjan also, he made a similar statement. We shared with you the incident of Rabia Basriya, Adawiya, who was seen in a dream, and she said that your gifts come to us on trays of light, meaning when you supplicate for us or when you read and make Isali Thawab for us. And there were numerous incidents of people who saw others in the dream, deceased people in the dream, either their father or a group of people who, when they missed out in sending their daily recitals or supplications, they would say, what happened? Why was there no gift that you sent to us today? So we should remember the deceased people regularly. And inshallah, when we are now deceased, others, Allah will make sure that they are those who will remember us. We now move on to another discussion, and that is an interesting and an important one. Can the dead hear the living? Can the dead hear the living? There are scholars who say no, and then there are scholars who say yes. Let's look at the Quranic ayat in this regard. So for example, Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَ. You cannot make the dead hear you. And then Allah compares the dead to deaf people in that same verse. In another verse, Allah says, إِن تَدُعُوهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُوا دُعَاءَكُمْ. If you call upon them, meaning the dead, they cannot hear your call. So those are the two verses. And that is the basis of the view of those who say that the dead cannot hear the living. Then there are those who say, no, they can. And they give the incident of what transpired in Badr. That 3 days after the Muslims were victorious, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to a ditch, or he went to a well. And what had happened was he had given an instruction that 24 of the most vile from amongst those of the Quraysh that were killed in Badr, their bodies must be dumped in that ditch or in that well. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to that well and took their names. Oh Abu Jahl, oh so and so, oh and so and so. Did you witness now what I told you would witness by Allah? Did you find Allah's promise to be true? So Umar radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, it's 3 days already since they've died. Their bodies have no souls. Can they hear us? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they can hear me now as clearly as you can hear me, O Umar. So those who say that the dead can hear the living, they quote this incident. Those who say no, they can't hear the living, say no, this was a miracle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha, who was not at Badr when she heard of this incident, she also had the view that no, the dead cannot hear the living based on the verse. But she said, perhaps here what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam meant was that they have come to realize now that what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was telling them was the truth. However, there are others who will take the incident of something we've discussed previously, that after the burial, the hadith tells us that the deceased can hear the footsteps of the family leaving. So that means they can hear the living. That's an evidence that those who say they can hear will give. The other scholars who say they can't hear will say that's specific to that moment. You can't generalize it. So there are two views, right? Those who say the deceased cannot hear the living and those who say they can. The Ibn Rajab says those who say the deceased can hear the living are in the majority. Ibn Qayyim, Ibn Kathir, other etc. are part of that majority. Ibn Abdul Barr says the majority of the scholars say the deceased can hear. So they give the evidences that I've cited so far. They also talk about the incident of Umm Mahjan, that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was at her grave, he asked her a question. What action do you find the best? Remember, she was the one who used to maintain the masjid. And Sahaba was shocked and said, Ya Rasulullah, can she hear? And he said, yes, she can hear as well as you do. And she actually replied to me and said, the best action for her, in terms of now reward on the other side, was maintaining the masjid. Now, those scholars who say that you can, the deceased can hear the living, they respond to this ayah, إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَ, that you cannot make the dead hear you. They say it actually means that you can't get them to hear you in a way where they can respond to you. Right. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard Umm Mahjan's response, but that was his miracle. Generally, they can hear you, but they cannot respond to you. That is what is meant. And then they quote further evidences like Salih Alayhi Salatu Wasalam addressing the dead people and those who had been killed from his people, meaning that it indicates that there was a degree of awareness. Or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that the shaheed, the martyr, is alive in his grave. So that means there is a degree of awareness. And they explain, and we'll go into more detail about the relationship between the soul and the body later on, but the fact that the soul is returned to the body for the questioning of the Munkar and Nakir shows that there would be a degree of awareness. Then there are other incidents, right, that we can quote. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is mentioned by Imam Suyuti, etc. But we'll discuss that and then give you a kind of overall summation of the view of the scholars with regards to whether the dead can hear the living in our next discussion, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.